Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&D's for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspans Radio, I'll show you my purple worm. There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table listening to their dungeon master cackle maniacally, but that's exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 17 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Jackson Bailey, playing Criff Pum Pum Criff. This is Ali Kathleen, she'll be playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Hello!
And Joel Zammett, who'll be playing Leo Shadow.
Hi!
And of course, our illustrious, handsome, beautiful DM, Adam Crabjerky.
Well, thanks for the compliments.
Shut the hell up. Previously on D&D is for Nerds. Adam, one night I'd like to go invisible and sneak into the elf's cabin.
Just step aside, ladies.
Hold the fucking phone.
Good night, good sirs. And I walk out.
Who is that?
Oh, fuck.
What?
It's the elf's crate.
You mean racist jerk elf?
Yeah, it's like stabby stupid face.
I'm going to piff that chest off the side of the boat.
Friends, you're my familiar. We got a psychic link. Just give me the saucer. Just give me the saucer. Come on.
Jigglem drops it.
No, oh God.
It flatters on the ground. The next day, everyone is assembled on deck. What we'd usually do with someone like this, keel haul you, but I happen to like you.
I've been drunk for months. This is not healthy.
De Silva's been drunk his entire life. Just shy of a week passes and the elf leaves and you're going like up along the coast. And you stop every now and then, people get on, people get off. There's a lot of, you meet a lot of faces, a lot of people. The one constant are the crew and De Silva especially. After that other elf goes, the parties fall back to two or three, like, two or three a day. No, they fall back to like every two or three nights.
In these parties, I want to be like convincing De Silva that elf was a prick.
De Silva agrees with you.
And get him on our
De Silva,
team.
He does not argue at all with that point, but he's like, you know, you get the impression that he's just trying to be peacekeeper here. Okay. As we fast forward months, we'll find out.
Yes.
Well, Grayson gets his land legs.
That's
land.
His sea legs.
His land
he loses
sea legs.
His sea land.
He loses his land legs and gets his land sea legs.
Lucky.
He gains his sea legs maybe 3 months in.
Yep. It's winter,
he notices that you're chatting him up.
Yeah, it's winter, mate.
Yeah.
It gets cold at night.
Gets snuggly.
It's actually kind of passing winter now.
And it gets cold at night.
Area.
Perfect snuggle weather.
It gets hot, so take off your shirt, show me that body.
That's why I'm not seducing him, I guess.
Yeah.
Grayson has noticed, but he seems like, well, you've got him, like, not indifferent, but, like, he seems to just sort of think it's funny more than anything else.
I'm not going to put the desperate feel forward. I want to continue to play it cool.
He looks like he's doing the same thing, sort of.
All right.
I just want to say,
it's the fucking high school.
It's not a no.
I know. I just want to, like, the next kind of couple
Jesus
of weeks.
Christ, fourth month, you bang.
Yes!
All right. He's like, hard to get, can't resist.
Yes! Oh, I cannot stop getting excited about this. Yeah.
Are you going to keep this up?
Hold on. I just need to. No, so happy.
You got another 6 months on this voyage.
I know.
Are you keeping this sort of shit up?
Okay, right.
Ellie is just there. You are there.
I am. So everyone's getting high fives the next morning.
I know. That whole that is what I imagined you saying coming into our cabin. Directly afterwards.
Immediately after.
Yeah. Oh, we're like, oh my God. Grease the floor. Is there a fire?
Okay, right.
Grease the... Are you fucking moron.
Right, okay.
I slip
into grease. Over the next few months, I want to step it up a little bit and just be a little bit of like, hey, that was all right. See you around, right?
I've already rolled. The next couple of months, unless you want to do otherwise, are a fuck fest.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Woo! Do this. I am set. Never mind. Continue.
We don't see much of Ainsley, I suppose.
Me and you bond, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Grayson, like, changes out sex with chucking over the ship as his most done activity. Stats, I forget.
Then, 16. Hey, guys, I don't want to admit that maybe not the best plan, but... No butt pinching got laid.
Skipped butt pinching. I know.
Can you imagine how laid you'd have been getting if you hadn't been butt pinching before?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Fuck yeah.
Over the course of the voyage, you all learn a little something about yourselves. And that is the impetus to, you know, bring your experience up and you, like, for example, what?
Hey,
bring your kids up. You know, it's the next level.
Does that mean a level up, Adam?
Yes, it does.
A red hot 3.
Mm-hmm. You're all level 3 now.
I didn't even write level 2. That's...
Yeah, I'm still at level 1 on my sheet.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't have a pencil.
The power of the boning levels you up, apparently.
Yes. I hope my parents never listen to this.
You got that
God,
excited.
Same.
Oh, boy.
Jackson, mm-hmm. You gained 2 new spells.
Yes.
You get now Summon Swarm.
Is it the, like, of bees?
Swarm of insects or stuff like that. Hang on. I bookmarked the page because I know you'd want to do it.
Yes. Yes, I do. Bees always, guys? Forever bees?
Maybe different ones, though. Like,
wasps.
Maybe bees. No, wasps. Too intense.
Mostly bees.
Too intense. Ladybugs.
Locusts.
Oh, yeah.
Wreck a farms
I
shit.
I think locusts is one of them.
Summon swarms
Summon
of
a swarm of bats, rats, or spiders.
Butterflies.
Bats, rats, spiders.
Spiders are still pretty
good. That's pretty good.
Nah, let's stay away from
and
spiders.
And a swarm of them. That's
and
also pretty good.
And you also get summon monster, too.
I like summon. Ooh.
Summon monster. What's your alignment?
Yeah, it's chaotic neutral. Yes. What do I get? Summon some fucking sick con?
I guess there's, well, you can summon a giant celestial bee.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Just
a giant celestial bee?
It's not like literally like giant. It's, well, for a bee, it's giant. It's maybe about the size of a dog.
That's huge.
Oh my fucking God, guys.
What are we going to do with a giant celestial bee?
I don't.
Celestial means good aligned, by the way.
Oh. Oh my God, giant justice bee!
It can smite evil.
Yes!
Forever and always!
Literally, that is...
Out of curiosity, as an evil, what happens if he... getting attacked by a bee?
If it finds out, it might get
future.
Hostile. Oh no, it...
I'll keep it on the DL.
If we run out of, like, monsters for them to fight, will the bee turn on us?
What?
No.
Well, the bee just got that much bloodlust.
There's no neutral ones.
Really?
It's all like good and evil, nothing in between.
What's the evil one summon?
You can also summon anything from the first level list. So celestial dog, celestial owl, celestial badger, celestial monkey,
yes.
Fiendish dire rat, fiendish
monkey.
Raven.
Oh my God. Celestial monkey and celestial
yeah, they're all
justice
celestial
bee.
Or fiendish.
Dumb.
So, you know, angels and devils, basically.
Yeah,
and
but demons. In terms of bees.
Just that one bee.
will be
celestial
my...
monkey.
No, they sound dumb.
You could get the
you can
bee
get a giant celestial
them.
Giant bombardier beetle. Or a celestial giant fire beetle. Several of those.
Can we get the celestial bee to fight Jigalump?
I guess.
Is Jigalump evil aligned?
Well, he's a bit of a prick.
He should be.
You are also a bit of a prick. And he's really only ever been mean to you. So you also, what else did I give you? I gave you a feat. I forgot what it was.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Improved unarmed strike. So now you're actually useful with your fists. Well, quotation marks useful.
Excellent.
Everybody's getting punched and attacked by giant bees, guys.
Yes.
Cool. And I have some sort of weapon.
All of
finesse.
Your little abilities go. Oh, all of your abilities go up. Yeah. And Leo, you now have weapon finesse, so you're a lot better with your rapier.
Excellent.
You get extra sneak attack damage, so when
Excellent.
You're flanking or catch an enemy unawares, and you now have trap sense, which means that you have a bonus, basically, for a trap. So, you know, like, if spikes come out of the walls and try to hit you, it just gives you, and it's just something I'll have to incorporate, a little bonus to dodge them.
See?
I'm going to try and be, a good rogue. Like, as in, I'm going to try and sneak more.
and just run in less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, all of your abilities go up a little bit.
Yep. Sick.
And Ainsley, you, what was it? You, forget.
Please don't say pregnant.
We'll say you used protection.
Yes!
God, pig intestines. Unpleasant.
Oh, no!
Hey, it's the past.
Stop it.
Deal with it. It's not the past.
It's not real, it's not real, it's not real.
Has that just ruined the joy of banging?
It's just do like exclusively butt stuff or something.
Ah, no, even worse.
Well, choose butt stuff or pig intestines. That's,
you know what, I'm
just
I am just not getting into pregnancy and shit like that. So
or
just don't worry
just
about
use
it.
A bit of mage hand.
I don't even like. Yeah. I don't want to describe it. I don't want to like. I don't want to fucking. God, if my parents. Ainsley, yep. You got better with your bow. I gave you a weapon focus ability, which
Sweet
means that
balls.
You're just better with it.
Even better.
You also gained the endurance ability, Woo. Which...
Wish I had that one in real life.
It's already...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you... it
oh,
gives
wait,
you bone...
got the dirty reference. Yes. It got me bone what?
got you boned.
Yes! Ah, no. Still pumped, guys.
Hang on. Actually, I forget the exact...
Basically, just you bone a lot. That's yes. what that feat does.
Did I get really fit, too?
Oh, it just means endurance. It means kind of what it says on the bottle. You just get bonuses to like, go for longer in different aspects of your life.
Right.
You can swim, run longer.
Any physical activity.
You can even, I think it even adds to like resisting cold and heat, sort of. So
Super
you can
guys.
Go on a forced march.
Super.
Or like endure elements longer.
Yeah.
And
I'm pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, right. Now we know how you leveled
up. Yep.
I'm good with it, guys.
Quiet introspection, practice, banging.
What else? Yeah, and all of your abilities go up by a little bit as well.
Awesome.
Super.
We fast forward a few months, and now you're very close to Nar, the pirate city. The ship is cutting it very close to this city on its regular voyage, and you guys still haven't really mentioned to DeSilva that you plan to go there yourself.
Oh, we did not.
Yeah, the knight
Whoops.
Told
Whoops.
You.
That yeah,
you...
he did. No,
I remember
that's
that.
That's on
that.
Us. That's on us.
Kind of like, hey, Silver?
Slaps you on the back, hands you a mug.
We need to basically Gnar. That's where we'd like
Gnar.
To. Gnar.
We need to get off.
We have
at
to
Gnar.
Get off.
That doesn't make sense.
It's
we need to
get
to Gnar.
He laughs though and like slaps you on the back, shoves a mead into your hand.
We'd like to get like we need to. We're traveling to Gnar, and what's the where's the best like port you could just drop us off close
just
enough?
Just like
to...
a little whoop. It's a little, you know.
It's the longest I've seen
him
think.
There is no port nearby.
So do you suggest just leaping out and swimming?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Do you have like a longboat or
kind of
a dinghy?
I don't want to stop in the city itself because I fear pirates.
Hey, that your boat,
and
that's fair enough.
We're a merchant ship.
Mm-hmm.
Could we build a boat?
Tell you what. I can take you, okay, I'll take you like a bit east of there. Yeah, we won't moor there or anything like that. I'll take you nearby. I'll give you one of my long boats.
Oh,
you row to shore and you'll have to walk the rest of the way. I wouldn't recommend rowing the entire way there. Row to shore, walk there.
We'll do that.
All right. Does my block of wood float?
Yes.
Captain DeSilva, don't you worry.
It lasts for 3 rounds, Jackson.
Just do it every 2 rounds.
Yeah, I can only do it twice.
Oh, sorry.
That's 6 rounds.
3 times, I think. So you get it for 6 seconds a round, 3 rounds, 18 seconds.
Guys,
thank you. We will use your longboat.
We will love your longboat.
That'll be just the best.
Also, you can only do one.
Would you like reimbursement of that?
No, it's okay.
Thank you.
You're a delight.
We love you.
This has been a lovely trip.
You've been the nicest person we've ever met.
And I love your outfits.
Except for Gracie.
Same.
Oh, the silver.
They're like, you know, just flicks his collar.
What a king. All right, let's do that and chuff off to the...
Cool. Yeah, so they get really close to shore, but because there's no proper dock, they just like moor offshore a little bit, and they lower you down in a longboat. Know how to use a longboat, right? He says as they're lowering you down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look at Grayson.
He laughs and they lower down 3 mugs for you.
Yep.
For the road, as they say.
I look at Grayson. You don't have longboats?
Oh, that's right. Grayson's with you. 4 mugs they lower down. Sorry. Grayson like looks at the ship, looks at the boat. Oh, you know, how hard can it be, right?
Right?
It should be pretty easy.
All right, like, let's do this.
He's gotten so friendly, guys. Have you noticed?
I have.
Yeah.
I give him a
are
wink.
Are they like an official couple now, or are they just banging?
Oh, come on, man.
What? Burning like fuck. Grayson shakes his head. He's not in the mood right now.
But are they?
Well, I mean,
we're
on a boat, so probably a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not the, you know, don't want to rock the boat. You know?
Fair enough.
Just giving
him
a wink.
Just for the sake of us, are they just exclusively?
Sorry,
are they exclusively banging? Are they boyfriend and girlfriend?
Is it
are they
complicated?
Just like, I don't know. What are you trying to get at? Is it just sex for you?
Well, I mean, I started as
but you playing fell the in long love. Game.
No, you see, I don't want to fall in love unless he starts first. So when he starts showing feelings, I might respond.
Grayson's an old-fashioned type of guy.
Well, he messed that up real quick, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, we'll just see how it plays out. We'll just wait until a battle happens. Let's just say if he jumps in front of a spear, then I'll know.
Expectations. I'm going to say hi.
Yeah, let's just see. If he saves my life and if he, like, we do that bit where, you know, someone tries to attack me
yeah,
and he, like, jumps on me so that the arrows go over my head and we have that moment where we lie on top of each other and he's like, he has that moment. We'll go from there. I'm just saying.
I keep forgetting you guys hide Grayson. Jesus Christ. I've got the character sheet, like, right here.
And guys, remember what I said. Mm-hmm. Someone gets in a romantic relationship, we might get a discount.
You are a heartless bitch.
That's what you are.
You have seduced this man.
No.
Tried to get him to fall in love with you. Fallen in love with him back. Just for a discount.
No. I'm just saying.
That's a bonus.
No, it's called bonus externality, right? Things happened. It's a bonus on the side. It's a positive externality.
Unintended consequences. Yep. All right.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
It's becoming clearer and clearer how batshit insane Ainsley is.
I'm beginning to learn a little bit more about your character and a little bit more about you.
I think we've all learned a little about both Ainsley as the character and Ali as the player.
Yes. Okay. Let's just try and work out this longboat and chuff off onto the land.
Ali. God, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ali.
No, it's Ali.
Oh.
Carnival.
Did you say Ali?
Yeah.
I said it correct the first time.
This has been a long... Speaking of long...
I'm sorry, it must be a real pain.
This has been a long teaching of Adam how to pronounce my name.
Very true.
If it makes you feel any better, I still say Jimson's name. Jackson's name.
No, Adam, it is Jimson.
They pronounce it incorrect.
I'm Jimson Bailey.
B-A-I-I-Y. Yeah?
Yeah, that's how you spell it. Jackson Beely. Jimson Beely. Jimson Beeline. Anyway.
Jimson
Celestial Beeline.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so, like, as soon as the longboat is in the water, Jigalump, like, leaps off the ship and lands up the front on the opposite side from Criff.
As he leaps, can I send a swarm of bats at him?
I probably don't have the reflexes. Yeah, you don't have the reflexes for that.
He just landed. I'm like,
He's like, so you know how the boat will, longboat will have that like a high prow thing.
Yeah.
You know, like the I don't know what to call
I
it,
think
but the
prow
part
is right.
Yeah. Anyway,
prow will do.
He's like perched on that, just staring at you.
You son of a bitch.
Like, paws down a little bit, and he curls up near Ainsley.
Yes, dude. How good am I? The cat loves me. The mercenary loves me.
Nah, he just knows
me.
You won't attack if he's near an ally.
I just glare at you. I give you like the dirtiest look.
I'm going to give you a thumbs
like
up.
You suck,
bitch. Double thumbs up.
Jigalump hisses at you.
this fucking boat I'm on.
Okay. Who's rowing? Grayson takes an oar.
I'll with my little halfling hands.
Well, to be fair, Grayson rolled pretty low, so it's shit going, but you get to shore eventually.
My yes. arms are sore.
No, why doesn't one of you take over?
Guys, I have to use like, my whole body to row.
I'm using so many more muscles than him.
Grayson, when he gets off the longboat, he literally kisses the beach. He is so glad to not be on a boat anymore.
I'm gonna pat him on the back and then just keep walking.
What's the environment like on the shore? Like, what are we?
It's kind of tropical, like palm
trees.
Take
your shirt off now. Get some sun.
I take my shirt off and get some sun.
Yeah. Grayson strips down to, you know, the waist.
Oh, hello.
I'm ashamed of my body.
Grayson is fucking built. Some yeah. people already knew that.
Yeah, I did.
I think about my pudgy little wizard body
and rug up a little bit extra.
And maybe take off my coat. No, you know what, though? Everything's shredded. So. Everybody.
That's right. You've been revealing your belly this. No, wait. You have the most colourful jacket on you could possibly imagine yeah. and a bright, vibrant pink
oh
shirt.
Oh my God, what a lovely man.
You like insisted that you wear a cravat as well.
Yes. I'm not changing. Ever. I'll get sweaty on the beach. I don't give a fuck.
Can we look as he's like,
oh, and I'll chuck on the cape.
Okay, you put the cape on.
Good. Have a look where we are and try and head towards.
You know you're supposed to go west. Just follow the coast and you'll get there
we'll
eventually.
We'll do that then.
De Silva gave you pretty clear instructions.
Sick.
We'll do that.
Yeah, just chuff along the coast.
Everything short
barefoot,
of a
barefoot.
Yeah.
Chit-chatting away, looking okay. for crabs.
Long, nice walks on the beaches.
Yeah.
So Nar, as you approach it, is in like a little bay in the natural formation of this island. It's a very, you immediately see it as a very tightly packed city. The buildings are built, it's like a CBD. It's built vertical rather than outwards.
Cool.
You're not sure exactly what the reason for that is. It doesn't look like there's enough space for roads in between some of the buildings. Like, especially at the center, they're very tightly packed.
Hmm.
You're coming into town. The first thing you notice is there's no farmers or anything here. Like, a lot of towns, you hit, like, farms and then maybe some small villages and then the city proper. Here it's just jungle, 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 city. Yeah? This place looks like the only people who live here steal for a living, essentially.
Yeah.
It looks like a pirate city.
Cool. Okay. Before we go, like, stuff in the city, do you remember the name of the guy we're looking for?
Carter?
Carter.
Kotor?
Carter.
All right.
Even Grayson is like, Carter.
Sort of stop paying attention with the full elf and all of that. Like, it was a pretty, like, the banging, like, it was a busy journey.
Didn't know any banging.
No, but banging happened.
They did. Ainsley and Grayson. And I'm still disappointed I didn't get to stab the half, the full elf.
Hey,
I'm not going
to lie.
That's
full elves, mate.
Mm. Really? Just elf. Just elf.
I think we've established.
If you've got half elves, you've got full elves, Adam. So
yeah,
but like it's
you
not...
got halflings, you got fulllings. So this pirate city.
Disappointed with you guys.
I feel like I just want to go find like a pirate elf and stab him. That's what I want to do.
You got weird elf issues, mate.
I do. I just anger issues.
Might be able to find a couple elves in the city. The primarily, this is like a halfling city. You see a lot of halflings around here.
My peeps.
There's a decent amount of humans and elves. You spot a couple of dwarves as you're walking through. Is there any place in particular you're heading? Does anyone know? None of you know the city. We've already established that.
Yep, I have no idea where I'm
so
going.
So you guys are pretty lost. Grayson doesn't seem to know the way.
I have local knowledge.
That might help you here.
Aha.
No, it doesn't.
Damn. But kind of start, like, scoping out, maybe trying to, you know, try and get some information, but sneakily about, like, where Carter is.
You and everyone else. Yeah, like, the first person you ask. Oh, Wizard to the Pirate King?
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in the palace. He, like, gestures. The city is set on a hill. He gestures up the hill to some of the higher buildings. The buildings at the highest point of this hill are the tallest.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Does he leave?
You'll know it when you see it. It's easily the biggest building.
Okay,
cheers,
cool.
mate.
I think we may die, guys.
All right.
Yeah, like, because I was thinking about this, like, I was thinking about this on the way here, and I'm like, we don't have a plane.
Do you ever?
I'm just saying, even if we kill this wizard, and perhaps I'm going to go with probably have to kill the pirate king, there's a lot of pirates.
Maybe we could kill them and become the new wizard king and pirate king.
Well, hold on, is that how it works? Like, let's not just leap blindly into it assuming that's the case and then find out that... No, it's genetic, like you know, his successor or something, because then...
It's genetic.
Now, pirates respond to dominance. So if we take out the pirate king, they're going to be like, oh, well, you're the next pirate king.
You're predisposed.
Genetically predisposed to being a pirate king.
We look at Grayson. Do you know anything about pirates?
No. I'm not a pirate.
Well, I know. I'm just like...
I'm a privateer, he says.
Do you want to...
No, I'm a mercenary.
Do you want to rule with us?
I'm not interested in being a pirate lord, no.
I mean, I don't even know if I am.
I know a little bit about the pirates, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
You guys do feel like you're jumping
the
gun.
There are multiple pirate sort of kings, I think.
Yeah?
It's like a... It's hard to explain, really. There's like different people who have a lot of power and sway, and then there's one guy who has the most power and sway, and he's the pirate...
King.
Sort of, all right,
Let's just try and find like an inn that we can kind of just make a base.
Okay. There are no nice inns here.
We know.
You can have a search if you want, but
just an inn that gives us some privacy.
It is a dirt floor here in the tavern.
Oh boy.
That's the type of establishment we're talking about.
Good.
There's like a fight going on in one of the corners. There's someone dealing cards in another one. Oh. There's one halfling in one of the corners as well. He's got a little crowd around him, and he's, like, talking to them. You can vaguely hear him. You are, like, 90% sure he is running a confidence scam.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's just book a room. I just want to have a chat with everyone. It's going to get the lay of the land and see what our plan of attack is.
Okay.
So we do that.
Okay. The barkeep is an elf, one of the few ones that you'll see around here. He looks you up and down when you come in, or when you approach him. What'll it be?
Just a room.
Just whatever.
Like,
just,
looks down, looks up, looks down, looks up. He's got, like, a little book in front of him.
A good room.
Silver a night.
Is that for your best room?
Each.
Done.
Come on, mate. Room.
Are you up talking to the bartender?
Maybe. Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. That's for a room.
Yeah, we'll have one room, yeah.
Okay.
Two?
No, wait, mate,
that's
come
one
on.
Bed.
Come on, mate. Oh. I can see the quality of this establishment. We're talking 2 copper a night. Come on. What's he doing? He's trying to fuck us over.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll give you a discount. 9 copper.
Is that the same as 1 silver?
No, it's 10 copper to a silver, 10 silver to a gold. Very simple system. He's knocked a copper off for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Knock another copper off and you got a deal.
Come on. Come
it's
on.
Each, though. Yeah?
Well,
eight
I
copper
mean, let's
each.
Be honest. We need 3 rooms. And I wink at him.
Well, if we're being honest here, there's one room with multiple beds in it.
We'll take that room.
You kind of have to.
And we're going to be paying 8 copper.
7 copper.
Sure.
7 copper.
Yes.
Each.
No. 7 copper.
1 silver all up.
I feel like we forgot how to bargain. Yeah, like, oh, guys, we're really
oh,
good
wait,
at
no,
endurance.
I'm bargaining no bargaining. A different thing. Sorry. He. 2 silver each.
You've now just completely. How about just 2 silver, and that's it.
We'll call it quits.
Okay.
Good. 2 silver. We chuff off of the room.
It says silver pieces, but I thought it said copper pieces. So actually, like, 7 silver each is still a discount.
Oh, God. Well, we're lucky we got away with
it. It's 2 silver for, like, the lowest quality, but I guess this would be even less than that.
2 silver for 1 room for all of us. Bed's good.
It's the only...
I know. So I'm putting on a guest stab.
We fling the 2 silver at him and chuff to the room.
Yes.
Okay, it's just, like I said, one big common room. There's a shitload of beds. It's upstairs above the tavern.
Are we alone?
What?
Are we alone?
No, there's a bunch of people here.
God damn
it. Some sleeping, some awake.
That's all right, whatever. There's enough.
There's one guy who's quite obviously crazy talking to himself.
This is a piece of shit.
It's got a wooden floor, but only because it kind of has to.
Couldn't be done up here.
Okay, So plan of attack. Maybe we need to scout out this city, see if there's like any political unrest, see if there's any sort of pirate.
Start a revolution, is what you're saying?
Pirate prince that wants the old
pirates.
One.
Job
Grayson.
Opening for pirate king? No?
Yeah, basically, yes. I want to know if there's a, like another faction that don't like the current king, so maybe we can ally with them,
That's
take out
idea.
The king, and take out the wizard.
I think that might be the best idea we've ever come up with, except for the one where I decided that I was going to bang Grayson.
What if, instead of creating a revolution, what if,
good
says
idea.
Grayson, we just kill the wizard?
Okay.
Well, let's put that in the maybe pile.
But to get to the wizard, we've got to go to the palace.
Maybe we can find, like, you know, maybe the wizard's cheating the pirate king or something like that. If we could even, you know what? What if we make it look like the wizard is fucking cheating the pirate king? Pirate king does our work for us.
But I really want to kill a wizard again. It was so
By then, indirect action, we would be killing a wizard.
I want to be the one.
It's not quite as good.
If you want to start a revolution, I guess, okay.
Have you ever killed a wizard, though?
I've killed one wizard, yeah.
How good does that feel?
Right, it's pretty good. You get that wizard rush.
All right.
You get that rush, not, you know.
Look, I'm going to level with you here. Like, killing is just like a business for me. I don't enjoy it.
We enjoy killing wizards, mate. And maybe gnolls and goblins and shit.
And maybe sometimes bandits.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How about we, let's play it cool.
Yeah.
Let's find out where the wizard lives, first of all.
Yeah.
Let's have, maybe I'll go chat to the Pirate King.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a scope out.
Yeah,
a little bit of a, you know.
Tomorrow, we call tomorrow a scope day?
Yeah, scope day.
You go.
Scouting?
Reconnaissance? Scope day. Go chat to the people, see what the people have to say.
Yeah.
I'll
go play cards with a halfling down there and
get in on
land. Yeah.
Me and Ainsley, we'll chuff on down to the Pirate King. Just say hello. Let him know we're in town.
Me and Ainsley.
What did I say?
No. Grayson says, me and Ainsley.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ainsley and I.
Yes.
Okay. Me and Criffle then just do the grunt work down there. I suppose.
Have you ever met a lord or royalty before?
Well, she said she was.
Can I just say that I love the fact that Grayson's like, I'm going to take Ainsley with me. It'll work out great.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot better. Bums will be pinched.
Have you ever met royalty or have any experience?
Other than Ainsley, yes, and they laughed me out of the court.
Wait a minute, did you tell him that you were a princess?
Grayson?
Yeah.
I can't remember, did we?
Did you tell?
You did. No, during the months of boning, would it have come up?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I know.
So I think the only two people here who have any experience talking with people of, I don't want to say noble blood, but people who at least believe themselves to be better than the common rabble.
Fair point. I accept.
Yeah. I might go for wizards.
You're a halfling. These are kind of your people, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Not to sound overly racist, I guess.
Hey, that's good. You took to the halflings. I'll look to the half elves.
Done.
These motherfuckers took to the nobles.
Done.
Sick.
Wizards. There's got to be some other wizards around.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. See if there's some Carter's apprentice.
Yeah.
He might be pissed off. You never know.
Whatever. Sure.
Maybe try and become Carter's apprentice.
Okay.
And then you stab him in the back.
Yes. All right.
We got this. We do that.
We sleep on it because we'll do it in the morning because calm down.
Okay. We'll sleep on it.
Sleeping on it never makes you guys reconsider. Okay.
Yeah, we'll sleep on it, give it a red hot think and be like, best idea we've ever had. Yeah. And then we do that.
I'm going to say, considering your surroundings, you guys just not inherently, what's the word I'm looking for?
Take it in
instinctively.
Shifts.
Clutch your belongings deep near yourself and curl up in a ball.
We take it in shifts. If I think you're only a 4-hour sleep, so yeah.
Oh yeah, true. Half outfit. I'll keep an eye out. Fuck.
As you roll over, looking forward to a sleepless night, we'll rejoin you next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.